Welcome to the Danny Picard Show, Monday, December 17th, 2018, broadcasting from the Beantown, USA studio. Beantown, USA is Boston's home for customized screen printing and embroidery. Get more information on their website, beantownusa.com. On today's show, I will react to all of Week 15 in the NFL, including the Patriots losing to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I know, but I got to talk about it, all right? We got to talk about that. I'll also take an in-depth look at the current playoff picture, and I'll tell you what the Patriots' best path to the Super Bowl will be, or at least what I'll be rooting for now the rest of the way, now that the Patriots have their fifth loss of the season with a 9-5 record and are currently the 3 seed in the AFC. All of it today presented by DraftKings. Play for free at DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings app by using promo code PIC, P-I-C. At DraftKings, there are no season-long commitments. And if you're like me, well, you've already been eliminated from your fantasy football playoffs, or maybe you didn't even make the fantasy football playoffs at all, so let DraftKings help. In Week 16 in the NFL next weekend, you can sign up with my promo code PIC, P-I-C, and play for free in the $750K play action contest, $750,000 in total prizes, with $75,000 going to first place. Just pick your team and follow the action live on your DraftKings app. And again, play for free by signing up using promo code PIC, P-I-C, at DraftKings.com. Today's show is also presented by BetOnline. Sign up today at betonline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% welcome bonus. That's promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% welcome bonus. And it's college football bowl season, so go to betonline.ag right now and check out the spreads, check out the lines, put in some bets. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts, and also the exclusive partner of Podcast One Sportsnet, BetOnline.ag. Welcome to the show on this Monday, December 17th, as the holiday season is upon us, which means the two-day hangover is real. The two-day hangover is a real thing. I am feeling that right now. I had too good of a time at the first annual Christmas Bowl over the weekend. It was held right here at Beantown, USA in Dorchester. It was a video game tournament, a Madden 19 video game tournament, but it was for charity. We raised $2,000, over $2,000, for the Children's Activity Center at Boston Children's Hospital. So thanks to everybody who played in the tournament. Thanks to everybody who showed up. We had some cool raffle prizes. And congratulations to the winner of the first annual Christmas Bowl, Mac Maney, who beat Dave Funky Blandino in the finals. I will have some video of this tournament on my YouTube channel coming soon, so subscribe to that right now, youtube.com/DannyPicard. But it was a fun weekend. I had a little too much fun. That's why after today's show, I am going to be jumping right on the IV. That's right, the IV. I'm dead serious. Because I need to hydrate, and I need to hydrate as quickly as possible and get rid of this hangover, okay? I don't want a 3-day hangover, so that's why I have called IV League Hydration. IV League Hydration has a new store in Salty, or they can come to you like they're going to come to me. And I know you're sitting there right now in the same boat. You had your ugly Christmas sweater party over the weekend. You're not feeling too hot. You're trying to chug a bottle of Poland Springs or maybe a bottle of Gatorade. You might even have a bottle of Pedialyte, maybe some Advil, and none of it's working the way you want, right? Well, you should decide to eliminate hangovers this holiday season with IV League Hydration. IV League Hydration utilizes a common, minimally invasive procedure to deliver fluids, vitamins, and other nutritional supplements directly into your bloodstream to provide immediate relief and hydration. And it's not just hangovers. They can help you with cold and flu symptoms, jet lag before a big meeting. How about your athletic performance? I know many pro athletes who use IV hydration as part of their normal routine to perform at the highest level. And again, you don't even have to go to them. They come to you if you want. Check out their website, ivleaguehydrate.com. That's ivleaguehydrate.com to see all the different IV hydration packages. I'm looking at it now. They have one called the Rookie. Then they have one, gives you a little more, called the Game Changer, but I'm going with the Hail Mary. The Hail Mary is the package that I'm looking for to cure this hangover. So I'm going to buy a couple of these, actually. Not just for me, but also a couple packages in the future for some family members as Christmas gifts. You should, too. Go to their website again, IvyLeagueHydrate.com. That's IvyLeagueHydrate.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-905-4252. That's 1-800-905-4252. Send them an email, info@IvyLeagueHydrate.com. Look better, feel better, and perform better with Ivy League Hydration. I'll tell you who needs to hydrate today to perform a little bit better next weekend. The New England Patriots. What in the wide world of sports is going on with the Pats right now? What's going on with them? They lose their second straight game. They fall to the Steelers 17-10 in Pittsburgh on Sunday, yesterday. And the craziest part of it all is that for the second straight week in the red zone, Tom Brady has made just a brutal mistake. Like, last weekend in Miami, at the end of the first half in the red zone, Tom Brady took a sack, thought he had a timeout left, didn't, and so the Patriots weren't even able to kick a field goal. They didn't have enough time. He took the sack, the time ran out. Brady thought he could take the sack because he had a timeout left. They had no timeouts left. That was a major mental miscue by Tom Brady, something we are not used to seeing. Then, yesterday on Sunday in Pittsburgh, with 8 minutes left in the game, you trail 14-10 on the road. You have the ball down in the red zone. They had it down to the 5, and then a Marcus Cannon holding penalty brought him back to the 15 or 16-yard line. Still, it's second and goal from the Pittsburgh 16-yard line. Again, you trail by 4, 8 minutes left in the game, and Tom Brady just decides to throw one up to the right side, doesn't get it out of bounds, and it's intercepted. Now, the catch, the interception was a nice catch, was a nice play. That was a huge play. But it was an interception. You just throw it up into traffic. That is another mental miscue that Tom... That's not just mental. That was a physical performance. That was an actual bad throw. I mean, we're not used to seeing this from Tom Brady. So, because we're seeing this from Tom Brady, and because we're seeing this from Tom Brady, especially right now, this late in the season, when there's a first-round bye in the playoffs on the line, you know, which I think we're struggling to really comprehend what's going on with this Patriots team, and we're struggling to really figure out what this thing's going to look like in the playoffs. Because Patriots are obviously going to go to the playoffs. It's just, they've yet to clinch the division. Now, I think we all know they're going to clinch the division, right? They're going to clinch the division. It's just, because they lose to Pittsburgh, and because Houston beat the Jets on Saturday night, the Patriots now go, they fall from the 2 seed to the 3 seed. So if the playoffs began today, Patriots would be the 3 seed in the AFC. They have a 9-5 record, and they would host the 6 seed Baltimore Ravens, who are 8-6. The Patriots would host the Ravens at Gillette Stadium in the wild card round. Houston would be the 2 seed at 10-4. They get a first round bye. Kansas City, the 1 seed at 11-3. They get a first round bye. But if you're the Patriots at this point, you can't. The number 1 seed's out of the question. Now, you're just trying to get the 2 seed. Patriots are just trying to get the 2 seed. So this was as frustrating could be. You know, I think this loss was obviously a different type of loss than the Miami Miracle the weekend before. But for the second straight week to see Tom Brady making these types of mistakes in the red zone is sort of mind-boggling. I'm not going to come out to you today and say that the reason the Patriots are losing and the reason Brady's making these mental mistakes is because he's lost a step or, you know, he's fallen off that cliff or Father Time has caught up to Tom Brady and everything's a little slower. You know, his decision-making slower. His arm strength isn't there. I'm not going that route. I'm not going to come to you today and say that. I'm not. And I'm not even going to tell you today. As frustrating as that loss was in Pittsburgh yesterday, as frustrating and maddening as that loss was in Miami last weekend, now back-to-back losses for the Patriots and they're 9-5, as frustrating as this all is, I'm still not going to tell you that the Patriots season is collapsing on them. Not yet. I'm not going to tell you that they cannot make the Super Bowl. I'm not going to tell you that the Patriots, the dynasty is over. I'm not going there yet. And here's why. Here's why I'm not going there yet. I told you in the intro that I was going to give you a path that the Patriots, or their best path to the Super Bowl, right? That was their best path to make it all the way, to make it back to the promised land. And the path isn't impossible. It's not impossible. It's not like one of these. It's not like I'm going to sit here and give you Cleveland's path to the Super Bowl. Because Cleveland, even though technically they're alive in the playoff race to make the playoffs, you know, they need to win out and they need a whole lot of help. Like, I'm not giving you that type of scenario. You know, the scenario that I'm about to give you is a realistic one. And because it's realistic, I can't just say today on Monday, December 17th, that the Patriots season's over. I can't do that. So here's the scenario for the Patriots. When you look at the AFC, I mean, you got to go back to Thursday night. The Chargers beat the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. They did it in a ballsy fashion. I'm not going to tell you a smart fashion, because as I tell you with these type of plays all the time, when teams go for two at the end, you know, whether they're down one or tied and they go for two, right? They go for the win at the end of a game. I'm never going to tell you that's a smart decision. Even in hindsight, if it works, I'm not going to tell you that's a smart decision. I'm going to tell you it's always a stupid decision. You extend the game, in my opinion. That would be the smart route. Is it ballsy to go for the win? Yeah, it is. The Chargers made a ballsy call to go for two in Kansas City and go for the win. And they got it. They got the two-point conversion. They went for the win. They got the win. And they beat Kansas City. Now, Kansas City holds the tiebreaker over the Chargers because of the division record. So, Kansas City is still the one seed, even after losing to the Chargers on Thursday night. The Chiefs are still the one seed, but they have the same record as the Chargers. But that's a factor in what I'm about to tell you would be the Patriots' path back to the Super Bowl, or their best path, which is not, it really is not an impossible path. All right, the Patriots, let's get back to the Patriots, though. The Patriots are the three seed. They're 9-5. Houston is 10-4. For the Patriots to get that first round bye, that's the number one. You got to get the first round bye. You do not want to have to play the divisional game, the divisional round game, on the road. You don't. Because that road to the Super Bowl is a whole lot more difficult if you have to not just play a wild card game in general, but also then have to go on the road in the divisional round. And if you can win that somehow, you also have to go back on the road to the AFC Championship. So you're talking about, well, you got to play three games before the Super Bowl, and two of those three are going to be on the road. That is a tough road. That's a tough road. You want that first round bye. Patriots can still get the first round bye. And that's why I'm not telling you the season is over. I'm not sitting here, I'm not hitting the panic button today. You know, I'm close. I'm not hitting the panic button today. Not yet. I'm not doing that yet. You know, if the Patriots lose to the Bills in week 16, or they lose to the Jets, both of those games at home, if they lose one of those two games, all right, then yeah, I might be sitting there hitting the panic button. But I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to do that. But more than anything, the Patriots need help. Because Houston's 10-4, Patriots are 9-5. If Houston wins out, they get the two seed. They will. They get the two seed. And it won't matter what the Patriots do. So first and foremost, you got to root for the Eagles next weekend as they host the Houston Texans. Philly hosts Houston next weekend in week 16. And I know it's going to be tough to root for Philly. I don't want to do it, and I know you don't want to do it. All we think about is the Philly special. I still don't have that out of my head. I still, you know, that Super Bowl last year still has left a sour taste in my mouth. I hate thinking about it. I hate thinking about Philly. Anytime I think of the Eagles, I cringe, especially now. You know, the Eagles have gone back to Nick Foles. Carson Wentz, what's he got, a broken back? He's got a broken back. But you know what? Foles, the quarterback again, The Eagles on Sunday Night Football, they beat the Rams. They went into L.A. and beat the Rams. I didn't think that was going to happen. The Eagles were an 11.5-point dog. They beat the Rams. And so Philly now hosts Houston. We need to root for Philly here in New England, because that's the only realistic game in the final two games that Houston could lose. Houston in week 17, they close out the season at home against Jacksonville. They're not going to lose that game if there's still something up for grabs, if this two seed is still up for grabs. They're not going to lose that game. But next weekend, could Houston lose in Philadelphia? Absolutely. Philly's now 7-7 with their win over the Rams. They're in the playoff hunt. If the playoffs began today, Philly is not in, but they have to feel like they're alive. They look ahead of them, and Minnesota's at 7-6-1 as that final wild card spot. So they have the same amount of wins as Minnesota. That has to make them feel good. And then they look above them, the 5 seed, the Seattle Seahawks, at 8-6-0 because they blew it by losing to San Fran over the weekend. How does that happen? How do you whoop San Fran 2 weeks ago if you're Seattle and then lose to San Fran 2 weeks later? San Francisco, what are they playing for? They've been mathematically eliminated for weeks. How do you lose that game if you're Seattle? Well, they did lose it. Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter why. They lost, they're 8-6. They leave the door open for somebody like Philly to sneak in with a couple more wins late in the season. So the Eagles, I think they can sense that they are not, their season is not over. And this game at home against Houston next weekend, that is going to be loud. That place is going to be rocking. That's a tough game for the Texans. It is very possible that Houston loses that game. It's very possible that Houston loses that game in Philly. And that's what we need to be rooting for. Here in New England, we need to be rooting for the Eagles. It's going to be tough to do. But if you think of the bigger picture, Patriots need help to get that 2 seed. So, first and foremost, what to root for if you're a Patriots fan now when talking about the Patriots' best path back to the Super Bowl, most realistic path back to the Super Bowl, it would be having the Eagles beat Houston. And if the Eagles beat Houston and the Patriots win their final two games, that's number two. Patriots handling their own business, winning out, winning at home against Buffalo next week, and then winning at home against the Jets the week after that. They will do that. The Patriots will finish 11-5. If the Texans lose one more and finish 11-5, same record as the Patriots hold the head-to-head tiebreaker because the Patriots beat the Texans back in week one at Gillette Stadium. The Patriots jump back up to the 2 seed and get a first-round bye, which means two things. One, you don't have to play in the wild card round. And two, the divisional round game is at home. And at that point, that divisional round game will probably be against Houston, right? Unless there's a major upset. But you'd rather have that game at Gillette than have to go to Houston. You would. You'd rather have that game at Gillette than have to go to Houston. So, root for the Eagles to beat Houston. Have the Patriots win their final two. Get the first round bye. Secure that 2 seed. But then, here's the other thing that needs to happen. The Seattle Seahawks need to beat the Chiefs in Seattle in week 16. That is very possible too. If Seattle beats Kansas City, Seattle needs to beat Kansas City in week 16 in Seattle. This could be the toughest game of the season for the Chiefs. Could be. And I know the Chiefs had to come to Gillette Stadium and they lost that game. I know that they had to play the Rams. I know that they just had to play the Chargers twice this season. So they've had some tough games, but this one, Seattle is fighting for their playoff lives. Kansas City's just trying to win the division. And isn't that crazy? The type of season that Mahomes has had. They're trying to just win the division and not be a wild card team. Right? Because you can make the argument right now the best team in the AFC is holding the 5 seed. The Chargers at 11-3. But like I said, Kansas City holds the tiebreaker right now with the better division record than the Chargers. But if Seattle beats Kansas City and the Chargers win out, Chargers are 11-3. Chargers play at home against Baltimore in week 16. Chargers should win that. Then they play in Denver, week 17. That's a game the Chargers should realistically win if they want us to sit here and call them a contender. Now, maybe they won't. I'm just telling you, based on what we've seen, the Chargers' schedule is easier than Kansas City's for the final two games, because Kansas City has maybe one of the tougher games of the year for any team this late in the season in Seattle, with Seattle in desperation mode, win or maybe don't get to the playoffs. And coming off a loss that they should be embarrassed by against a San Francisco team that they beat very badly a couple weeks before that. It's a tough game for Kansas City. If Kansas City loses to Seattle next week in Seattle, and the Chargers win their final two against Baltimore and Denver, which they should, the Chargers jump up to the one seed. And you know what that does? That would give us a wild card game between Kansas City, the 5 seed, and the 4 seed Steelers. Again, how crazy would that be? All the MVP talk for Mahomes, the magical season he's having, Kansas City being as dominant as they've been, and they might end up being a wild card team, and they'll have a wild card game on the road? I mean, and the reason that would be is because the top 4 seeds are the division winners. If you're not a division winner, you bounce to one of the final 2 wild card spots. Pittsburgh right now leads their division. You know, they got Baltimore right up there behind. But when I look at Pittsburgh's schedule, they're 8-5-1. They're in New Orleans. But if they don't win that game against New Orleans, I don't think Baltimore is going to beat the Chargers. So it could be a wash. Pittsburgh still stays at the top of the division. And then Pittsburgh finishes out the regular season at home against Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati's eliminated. They're 6-8. So that's a game Pittsburgh should win. Pittsburgh should, you know, I think even if they get their 9th win, they're going to win that division. So they'll be the 4th seed. They can't get any worse than that. If the Chargers win out and Kansas City loses in Seattle, which is realistic, Chargers jump up to the 1 seed. Kansas City falls down to the 5 seed. Kansas City would have to play in the wild card round on the road. That's nuts to me. Like, that is insane. But that's the way it works. And it's realistic. So I'm sitting here talking about it because that, to me, is the best path. And the reason it relates to the Patriots is for this reason. If you're the Patriots, you get Houston to lose, you win out, you get the 2 seed, you sit out the wild card round, you get the divisional game at home against Houston, you can win that. I'm not betting against the Patriots at home. They're 6-0 at home this year. They're going to end up 8-0 at home because they're going to win their final 2 at home against Buffalo and the Jets. I'm supposed to pick the Patriots after a bye week at home? It's not happening. Excuse me, pick against the Patriots? I'm not picking against the Patriots after a bye week at home. It's not happening. So I will take the Patriots all day, every day, to beat Houston in the divisional round at Gillette Stadium. But then you get to the AFC Championship, and it's the 2 seed. Obviously, if the 1 seed is still alive, then you have to go to that team. And, all right, part of my argument with the Chargers and rooting for the Chargers to win their final 2 and then rooting for Seattle to be Kansas City is that wouldn't you rather go to L.A. than Kansas City? I know I would. I know I would rather go play the Chargers in their little teeny tiny building. What's that, a high school arena? I'd rather go there than have to go to Kansas City. And even though the Chargers just beat Kansas City in Kansas City, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen twice. So, I mean, if the Chargers are the 1 seed in the AFC, I think there's a better chance that the 1 seed, I think there's a better chance of an upset with the Chargers as a 1 seed. Because in the divisional round, the Chargers would then play the winner of Kansas City versus Pittsburgh. Let's say it's Kansas City. The Chiefs don't have a chance to win that game and get the upset? And if they did, I know you might be saying, well, you don't want to play Kansas City. Well, what would you rather do, go on the road or be at home? To me, it doesn't. We're to the point now that watching this Patriots season is like, I don't want to see the Patriots have to go on the road, right? So how can they get that AFC championship at home? I think if the Chargers are the one seed, there's a better possibility that that one seed, that would be the Chargers, loses in upset fashion by a 5 seed or a 4 seed, whether it's Kansas City or Pittsburgh. Let's say Pittsburgh beats Kansas City in the wild card round, and Pittsburgh goes to L.A. to play the Chargers. What, Pittsburgh doesn't have a chance to win that game? And if they did, the Patriots would host the AFC Championship. You know, Nance and Romo had an interesting comment. They commented, they agreed on it, and I agreed on it listening to it at the end of the Patriots-Pittsburgh game on Sunday, yesterday. Patriots lose, obviously, as we mentioned. But after that game, I don't know if it was Romo or Nance, but whoever it was, the other guy agreed. And I, from my couch, also agreed. And the comment was, you know what? Teams like this, whether, you know, organizations like this, after watching a game like this, these type of matchups have a way of finding themselves again in the playoffs. And I agreed. I said I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Pittsburgh and the Patriots on January 20th in the AFC Championship. And if the Chargers can get the one seed and the Chiefs have to go to Pittsburgh in the wild card round, I think Pittsburgh, because they're at home, I still think I'd give them the edge. And if that happened, and the Patriots could beat Houston in the divisional round, you know, Pittsburgh could go in to L.A. and have a chance to beat the Chargers. I think that's realistic. And I think because of that, it's realistic that the Steelers come to Gillette on January 20th for the AFC Championship. And in fact, you might think I'm crazy, but I'm watching this game yesterday thinking to myself, Patriots lose this game? What would happen if this was at Gillette? How could that be at Gillette? It would have to be in the AFC Championship. Is it possible? And going through everything I'm going through, knowing how tough of a game that is going to be for Kansas City next week in Seattle, seeing that the Chargers should win out and get the one seed if Kansas City loses to Seattle, knowing that Pittsburgh would have a home game in the wild card round, and then possibly have a winnable upset against the Chargers in L.A., and if the Patriots can get Houston to lose to Philly and the Patriots can win out and get the 2 seed, then, you know, it might sound complicated to you, but if you really put it down on paper, it's not all that complicated. It's actually very realistic that we see the Steelers and the Patriots in the AFC Championship. I believe that. Put it this way. Forget about Pittsburgh for a minute. I think I'm just trying to give you the Patriots' best path to the Super Bowl. That would obviously be hosting the AFC Championship. And the reason I'm not throwing in the towel on this Patriots season after back-to-back losses and after that loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday, yesterday, the reason I'm not throwing in the towel and telling you this dynasty's over is because it still is possible the Patriots host the AFC title game. It is. And I'm giving you the way that could happen. I mean, I think if Kansas City gets the one seed, they're not losing. They'll have the first round bye. They're not going to lose in a divisional round at home. So, and that's going to be a tough place to go to if you're the Patriots. You do not want to go to Kansas City. And I know the Chargers just won there. But, you know, and I know the Patriots already beat the Chiefs, but that was at Gillette Stadium. But if you have to go to Kansas City, a place that is as tough to play in as that is, as bad as the Patriots have looked on the road this season, you're not, that is not a winning formula in the National Football League. If you told me that was going to be the AFC Championship right now, based on what I know, I would not pick the Patriots to win that game in Kansas City. I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. Would not do it. If you told me they had to go play the Chargers in L.A., I'd say it's not as hostile an environment. I don't know that anybody should be scared of that, of what, you know, we're, and Patriots fans might take over that building for that game. For all we know, you know, we might hear Tom Brady chants in the building that day. So, I mean, would you really be that scared of that game? And to me, I still think the whole Phillip Rivers thing is, I'm not a Phillip Rivers guy. I watch the Chargers year in and year out, almost waiting for that big interception, that dumb interception in a big spot. I'm telling you right now, well, the reason it didn't happen during that two-point conversion on Thursday night against the Chiefs is because the guy was wide open. I've never seen a guy that wide open in my life. Well, Chris Hogan was wide open against Pittsburgh. But in that type of spot, with that little amount of room in the end zone, I've never seen a guy that wide open on a two-point conversion in the history of football. But that's why the big interception didn't come in that spot. But I am waiting for it from Phillip Rivers. And I think they are susceptible to the upset if they're the one seed and losing even in their own building. Whether it's the Patriots going there in the AFC Championship, or whether it's, you know, a team like Kansas City or Pittsburgh going there in the divisional round, which would help the Patriots get a home game in the AFC Championship. I think all this stuff is just realistic. It could happen. Kansas City could lose to Seattle. Chargers should win out. Patriots should win out. Houston could lose in Philly. So here's what we're doing here in New England. Next weekend, obviously rooting for the Patriots to beat the Bills at home. But we're also rooting for Seattle and Philly. I know those are tough teams to root for. I get it. Don't think about, you know, just in general, these two teams. Think about the bigger picture. Think about what's at stake here moving forward. Think about those scenarios I gave you. Think about what is still possible for the Patriots to do here and what they need, which is basically they need to not go on the road because they are not good on the road. They're not. They're not. And, you know, I think a lot of us are sitting here scratching our heads, going back to the specifics of the Patriots' loss in Pittsburgh here in Week 15. I think a lot of us are scratching our heads because for the second straight week, we saw Tom Brady make a very bad decision to put, you know, he puts that ball into traffic. I mean, just the fact that you would throw that ball up for grabs, even if there's no traffic, like, that's a play and a decision that I'm used to seeing from most of the other quarterbacks in the league, where I sit here the next day on this show and go, wow, this is a stupid league with a lot of stupid players who make a lot of stupid bonehead plays. I'm not used to saying this about Tom Brady, not just once, but 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row, the mental miscues. So, because of that, you know, you're going to get your people who say Father Time's catching up on Brady. I'm not going there. I'm not going there yet because I know what is still possible for this team to do if you know, they need some help. But the help that I'm saying they need, I actually think is realistic. Like, if you told me right now the Chargers would win out, that Kansas City would lose to Seattle, and that the Chargers would then move up to the one seed, that Houston would lose to Philly, and the Patriots would win out, Patriots move up to the two seed, and that when the playoffs began, the Chargers are the one seed and the Patriots are the two seed, I'd say that's realistic based on the matchups and based on how this thing really should play out. I'd say it's very realistic that the Chargers and the Patriots end up as the one and the two seeds. Right now, they're the three and the five seeds. But we got 2 weeks left to play. And because of that, I'm not throwing in the towel just yet. Now, if you told me the Patriots have to be the three seed, then have to go into Houston, and then if they win that, have to go into Kansas City, well, I'm not going to sit here putting my money on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl before the playoffs begin. That's for sure. I'm not even going to put my money on the Patriots getting to the Super Bowl before the playoffs begin. But that's what the playoff picture looks like. That is the Patriots' best route to the Super Bowl, and it's not impossible, and because of that, I'm not throwing in the towel just yet. But, look, that's a tough loss, man. I mean, you know, it's bad enough Miami had to win the way they won, but when you got to sit there the next week expecting the Patriots to have a bounce-back week, because you're like, if there's any organization in sports that is great at moving on to the next game, it's the Belichick-Brady-led Patriots. I thought there was some bad coaching, bad play calling. I thought obviously there was some bad quarterbacking and bad decision making by Tom Brady. Yeah, there were bad penalties. I don't think the penalties decided this one, though. Ultimately, I don't. Because we could say that about a lot of games in the NFL every single week, maybe most games, right? We could. We could say that about most games in the NFL. Oh, the officiating's horrible. It cost them the game. Look, if you told me coming into this one that the Patriots would only allow 17 points on the road in Pittsburgh and that they would only allow 3 points in the second half, I would have told you Patriots win the game and they win easily. Oh, wow. Pittsburgh only scored 17? Wait, they only scored 3 points in the second half in their own building? Oh, the Patriots must have won this game and they must have won big. They must have won by at least 2 touchdowns, right? Wrong. So, you know, it's a tough one to stomach. It really is. And now we look to 2 games against the Bills and the Jets, and if the Patriots do handle their business like I expect them to do, and I expect them to win both of these games, is it really going to tell us anything about the Patriots? No. So, I think we're all going into the playoffs with this team having a big question mark hanging over their head. And what we'll be relying on is we'll be relying on Tom Brady being able to turn it around and once again become Tom Brady in the postseason. That's the only thing we'll really be relying on. But what will help is if they get some home games. At least get the first round by giving them the divisional round game at home. And like I said, that is still possible. So, you know, I'm not out on the Patriots just yet. They got a shot. It's going to be more difficult, obviously, because it's not like they now control their own destiny for the first round bye. But I'm not out on the Patriots yet. The rest of week 15 will end with Carolina hosting New Orleans on Monday Night Football. I won't spend too much time on that. By the time you listen to the show, it might be Tuesday morning. But New Orleans is a 6-point favorite on the road against the Carolina team that's lost 5 straight. The Panthers began the season 6-2, going from 6-2 now to 6-7. So it's a must-win for Carolina in their own building. Place will be loud. I don't know. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. Divisional game, like, I wouldn't be shocked if Carolina somehow at least covered the 6 points. But Carolina needs it. New Orleans, you know, they see the Rams lose on Sunday Night Football to the Eagles. And by the way, I didn't watch all of that game on Sunday night because I was watching Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, the TLC pay-per-view, WWE. I was doing that because I love Becky Lynch. But I'm in love with Becky Lynch. So, you know, around this time of year especially, you need somebody to love, right? I love Becky Lynch. That's a real love right there. I had to watch my girl Becky Lynch on the TLC pay-per-view. So I'm going back and forth with the Sunday Night Football game and WWE's pay-per-view. And but all you need to know is that the Rams lost, and all New Orleans needs to know is that the Rams lost. And does that mean there's going to be a letdown in this game on Monday night? I don't know. Letdown might be strong. But it's not like the Saints will lose out on the one seed if they lose this game. But I do think Carolina needs it more. That's my point. Panthers need it more than New Orleans. And then, so that's how week 15 will end. My picks in week 15? Man, I went 2-3. Maybe I should just stop making picks. 2-3. My record on the season, 47-28. 47 wins, 28 losses. I pick with the money line as part of the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. The two games I got right, Minnesota over Miami. I also told you to take Stephon Diggs as my DraftKings. Got to have him play for week 15. Now, Diggs got you 16 daily fantasy points. It's okay. If you showed me the score of the Minnesota-Miami game, and I was expecting a big offensive game from Minnesota, I was expecting the Vikings to put up a lot of points. You know, if you had told me that they'd score 41 points, I would have said, well, Stephon Diggs must have had more than 16 DFS points. So that, and if you think of it that way, it is disappointing to see the Vikings put up 41 and have Diggs only get 16 daily fantasy points. But I did tell you Minnesota would win the game, and they did. I also told you that my lock of the week was Houston over the Jets on Saturday night. Houston won that game, so I get my lock of the week right. The games that I got wrong was Seattle. I had the Seahawks over San Francisco. Again, don't know how Seattle lost this game, but they did. I had the Patriots over Pittsburgh. We already went over that. Patriots lose to the Steelers. And then I had the Rams over the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. The Rams lose that game. And now the LA Rams fall to 11-3. So those are my picks. And outside of my picks in Week 15, a couple teams clinched some things. The Chargers clinched a playoff berth with their win over Kansas City on Thursday Night Football. I mean, we all knew the Chargers were going to get into the tournament. We just didn't know when it would become official. It is now official. And then the other clinch is Chicago. The Bears clinched the NFC North with their win over the Green Bay Packers. So Chicago now the 3 seed in the NFC with a 10-4 record. I guess they're still alive to get a first-round bye. I don't think they will, but, you know, mathematically, they still could do that. But Chicago wins their division, and they do it by beating Green Bay, a division rival. And you got the Packers, who have been eliminated from the playoffs at 5-8-1. And I don't hear a single peep out of the Aaron Rodgers critics. I don't. I don't know if we'll ever hear anybody in the history of analyzing football criticize Aaron Rodgers. Will it ever happen? Oh, that's just a losing season for Green Bay, 5-8-1. And Chicago wins that division. So that's what was clinched in Week 15. And we move on to Week 16. I'll be back on Thursday to give you my picks for Week 16. And really, in the next couple weeks and for the foreseeable future, we're just going to be mostly football unless something crazy happens in the Major League Baseball offseason. You know, we're keeping our eye on the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado stuff. And then, obviously, any Red Sox rumors or if they make any crazy trades, I'll react to that. I mean, it really just is football. The NFL playoffs will be here before you know it. Next thing, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl. I mean, next thing you know, we'll be doing March Madness and spring training, right? But we'll wait on March Madness and spring training. Let's get through the football season. I'm just trying to get through the holidays, okay? That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get to 2019, right? Need a new year. Need a start to a new year. But as we get into the new year, we get into playoff football. And again, like I said, next thing you know, the Super Bowl will be here. So I'll be back to make my picks for Week 16 on Thursday. Get this show whenever you want at Podcast One. Also on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are available. Also on my website, DannyPicard.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/DannyPicard. I got a couple new episodes of Pick Up Your Sticks that are going to be dropped in the next couple weeks. And also, I put video up of picks every week. So make sure you check that out. Yeah, subscribe. Follow me on social media. Enjoy the rest of your week. I am out. Talk to you again on Thursday.